Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A bill introduced by Congresswoman Kelly Morrison would allow small business owners to avoid paying the expenses from high tariffs and would refund the money they've already paid. Morrison says she believes she has bipartisan support.
There is a lot of interest on our side of the aisle. And frankly, John, there's interest on the other side of the aisle, behind closed doors, behind the scenes, but so far they have not been willing to publicly state their support. They get it too. Like, they understand in their communities that this is hurting small businesses.
Morrison says many small business owners say the only way they can survive the current tariffs is by raising prices. The month of November came in like a lamb and out like a lion in Minnesota. Pete Bleuler with the state climatology office says we went from wearing shorts to shoveling snow.
2 weeks ago, it was in the 60s and 70s across the state. And then despite the cold finish, we saw well below normal temperatures at the end. November still wound up being about 1 to 4 degrees above normal. So another month in a row of above normal temperatures.
Bleuler says we now have a blanket of snow cover and much colder temperatures. A southern Minnesota man is dead after a house fire Monday evening in Fairmont. The basement of the occupied home was engulfed in flames when crews arrived. Fairmont police say a 43-year-old man was located inside and later died in the hospital. A 41-year-old resident was treated and released. Four police officers were also treated for smoke inhalation. And things are getting back to normal in St. Charles following a grain bin collapse at an elevator in the Winona County town. Police said a large grain bin had structural failures Monday afternoon and collapsed about 2 hours later. A second grain bin suffered significant damage, and authorities did a controlled drop of that compromised structure. CenterPoint Energy is providing some safety tips for inside the home as Minnesotans try to stay warm this winter. Spokesperson Joshua Soley says
temperatures start to drop, people are using their furnaces more often, and they might be using things like space heaters. So we encourage everyone to use that space heater safely. Stoves and ovens should never be used for space heating. Make sure that you're using a space heater appropriately.
Soley says you can find more energy-saving tips on the CenterPoint website. The Minnesota Wild open a 4-game road trip tonight against the Oilers in Edmonton. The Wild's 7-game win streak ended Saturday night with a 3-2 shootout loss to the Sabres in St. Paul. Jasper Wallstedt gets a starting goal for Minnesota tonight. He's won 6 straight and leads the NHL in goals against average, save percentage, and shutouts. The Oilers shut out the Kraken 4-0 on Saturday night in Seattle. This is MNN.